Hey everyone, I'm Abir, Director of Marketing at DigGrowth. Thanks for tuning in today.
And I'm Gaurav Rajput, Senior Director, MarTech. Today, we're peeling back the layers on something super exciting, HubSpot's AI-powered CRM tools, and how they're honestly just transforming the way businesses handle sales, marketing, and customer engagement.
This isn't just like another case of AI washing, right? You know, when tools just slap on the term AI and call it innovation? Nope. HubSpot's building a CRM that doesn't just store data. It learns, it writes, it predicts, and it acts. So yeah, your CRM just got way smarter.
Yeah, and a lot less boring, to be honest. So grab your coffee and let's jump in.
All right, Gaurav, we talk a lot about AI. So let's set the stage a bit. What's new in HubSpot's AI game?
Yeah, so HubSpot's basically sprinkled AI all across the CRM experience. I mean, we're talking AI content assistant, predictive lead scoring, smart automation tips, AI-powered reporting. And it's not just about convenience, right? It's about scale and speed.
Totally. And let's be real. Most teams are already running on fumes. Sales teams chasing cold leads, marketing teams rewriting the same email for the third time before lunch. AI is like that assistant you actually want around, not the one you have to train for 6 months.
Exactly. And just to be clear, it's not replacing teams. It's helping them get through the day without totally burning out.
Or rewriting a subject line for like the 14th time.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the content assistant. This one's been getting a lot of buzz lately.
And for good reason. You give it a few prompts, maybe a product benefit, a client pain point, and boom. It spins up a pretty solid email, or a landing page headline, or even call scripts. It's like instant creative partner.
Yeah, it's wild. You can even ask it to rewrite things in different tones, like professional, playful, persuasive. It's kind of like having a tiny copy team living inside your CRM.
Honestly, it's a total lifesaver, especially for BDRs or marketers who don't have a dedicated copywriter, or even if they do, this just helps you brainstorm way faster.
And the best part? It learns. The more you tweak its drafts, the more it starts adapting to your style. That feedback loop? That's where the real magic kicks in.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Lead scoring. Specifically, predictive lead scoring. This one always kind of feels like black magic to people who aren't knee-deep in data.
Oh, totally. But here's the thing. HubSpot's AI isn't just guessing. It's learning from your actual history, like your closed won deals, lost deals, industry trends, engagement behavior, all of it.
So instead of your sales rep going, I think this lead feels warm. Now you've got data saying, hey, this lead matches 92% of those who actually closed. That's a huge shift.
Exactly. It makes your pipeline cleaner, your forecasts tighter. You're spending time where it actually counts.
And imagine being a brand new SDR, walking into a CRM that's already like, hey, here's who you should call first. That's like onboarding gold.
It's smart selling, not hard selling.
Oh, now this is my favorite part, AI-enhanced workflows. Because, let's be honest, traditional workflows, they're kind of clunky.
Right? I mean, if user clicks link, send email. Like, okay, that was impressive back in 2016.
Exactly. But now with AI, HubSpot's workflow engine becomes predictive. It can suggest what to do next based on a user's past behavior or even similar customer journeys.
Yeah, like this lead hasn't replied in 7 days, but others like them responded to a free trial offer. Want me to send it? Boom, done.
And it's not just email, right? It includes everything from deal routing, contact segmentation, sales nudges. It's like a GPS for the buyer journey.
With fewer U-turns.
Okay, so we've talked features. Let's talk impact. Real-world ROI. What are we actually seeing out there?
Great question. We've seen companies boost lead conversions by like 25 to 30%, especially when they pair predictive scoring with AI-generated content. It's all about reducing friction in the funnel.
And it's not just the top of the funnel either. These smart workflows, they're cutting down deal cycles by days, sometimes more.
Yeah, and that kind of compounding effect, it's a game changer. More qualified leads plus faster follow-ups equals more closed revenue.
And more sanity for your team, right?
Exactly. All right, if someone's listening and thinking, this all sounds amazing, but like, where do I even begin? What's step one?
Start with your data. Seriously, if your CRM data is a mess, AI can't save you. Clean your contacts, organize your properties, make sure your deal histories are accurate. That's your foundation.
Yep. Then just pick one area to test, like maybe content creation for outbound emails. Start small. Those little wins, they build trust in the tech.
And track everything. Open rates, response time, conversion lift. Once you see it work in one place, it's so much easier to scale it across the board.
Smart, not rushed. That's the move.
All right, quick PSA. AI isn't perfect. What are some traps to avoid?
Yeah, don't go overboard with automation. Keep some moments human. A personal note or a voice message on LinkedIn still goes a long way.
And check in on what the AI is doing regularly. These tools are amazing, but they still need a little supervision.
It's like cruise control on your car. It helps, but you still need your hands on the wheel.
This was such a fun episode. I mean, we got into content tools, lead scoring, smarter workflows, actual client wins, and I feel like we just scratched the surface.
Yeah, HubSpot's AI journey is just getting started. But what's already out there? It's honestly super powerful. And the best part? It's built for humans, not just data scientists.
If you liked what you heard, make sure to subscribe to The Growth Digger. We've got so many more AI and MarTech breakdowns coming soon. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I'm Abir.
And I'm Gaurav Rajput. Catch you on the next one.